Introduction. The saying you are what you eat might be a bit extreme, but it is indeed true to some extent. If you want to be a healthy person, you definitely need to have healthy eating habits. This, however, does not mean that you cannot enjoy delicious foods and indulge in an occasional not-so-healthy treat. What is whole diet and how do you go about it? Eating healthy means meeting your body's need in essential nutrients. It's as simple as that, and there are plenty of ways to achieve it. There is no such thing as a predetermined healthy diet, because there are many different ways for you to obtain the main goal of switching to this eating plan, which is to make sure your body gets all the important micro and macro elements it needs on a daily basis. Alas, our diet today mainly consists of processed foods, which are almost completely void of essential nutrients. You will really need to change your eating habits quite a bit if you want to improve your overall well-being through your meals. This isn't a simple feat to achieve, so you will need to learn some tips. Simple whole diet tips. There is more to healthy eating than simply stocking up your fridge with good foods. If you want to succeed in changing your diet, you will need to develop a new philosophy of food and completely change your outlook on meals. Here are a few healthy eating tips that should help you achieve this goal. Be the one in control. There is a much bigger chance of you switching to a well-balanced diet if you are the one to cook, and therefore control your own meals. This way, you will monitor what you eat and keep track of nutrients and calories with ease. Cooking at home is also a much more budget-friendly option. There are plenty of quick, healthy food recipes, so you will be able to diversify your meals and truly enjoy them. Think smaller portions. 3 full meals a day are a thing of the past. People today live on their feet and often have to eat the same way. The healthiest way to curb your hunger with such a lifestyle is to consume several, up to 6, small meals a day. You can still make breakfast, lunch, and dinner the biggest of your daily meals, but stick to moderate portions. Including mid-morning and mid-afternoon snacks into your daily routine will ensure that you don't go hungry. Eat with color. Colorful fruits and vegetables lift your mood with their look alone, and a happy person is a healthy person. The fact that the bright colors are signs of high nutrient content is merely an additional bonus. Include as many of these positive foods into your daily meal plan as you can. Know the difference between good and bad carbs. You need carbohydrates to function properly, and you can get plenty of them from many foods. However, some of these carbs are detrimental to your health, namely the ones that come from white flour, white rice, and refined sugar. Exclude them from your diet and replace them with good carbs such as whole grains, vegetables, legumes, and fruits. Say no to sugar and salt. There are many healthy options that you can use to spice up or sweeten your food. Sugar and salt are both extremely detrimental for your overall well-being, and once you try to replace them with honey and spices, you will see that neither of them is worth suffering the damage they deal to your body. Healthy eating facts. Why is healthy eating so important? Are the benefits offered by changing your diet worth suffering through weeks of sugar cravings and rejecting your favorite unhealthy snacks? Will eating only good foods protect me from cancer and other dangerous diseases? If you are plagued by these questions, you need to understand a few simple facts about a well-balanced diet. First of all, your eating plan is not a cure to a disease, neither is it a foolproof protection against it. The risk of developing cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, or any other dangerous disease always exists. Yes, a healthy diet can reduce this risk, but nothing can eliminate it completely. It's the same thing about treatment. The foods you eat can facilitate and speed up the process of recovery, but they are hardly strong enough to solve the problem completely. Therefore, a diet is used as an augmentation to your treatment plan. Only some minor digestive disorders can be cured by developing healthy eating habits. The importance of a well-balanced diet lies in its ability to maintain your body in its best shape. When you get just enough nutrients, every system will function perfectly, so your resistance to disease will increase and your overall well-being will improve drastically.